All right, 10 minutes past the hour 11. So
it's time for us to switch to the most trending story from the weekend. You see, the part of it that itches and pains me the most is that he bears his surname from my place.
Yeah. His surname is from your place.
He's Ewa. He's from Central Cross River.
These people.
Stop it. Anyway, let's not trivialize the matter. Most of you saw the video or pictures or heard the story about the kidnapper in Bayelsa State who usually flaunts his money on social media. You know, he talks big. He tells you to stay safe,
It's a hustle.
Drops a lot of gems and wisdom on social media. But he tortured people for money.
Yeah.
Background information. John Lyon, as everybody would fondly call him, even though his name is John Ewa, used to work in he used to work in a First New Generation bank.
But wasn't a high, he was a contract staff.
I know, but he worked in a bank.
Yeah, he worked in that bank, yeah.
And then, of course, he left the bank and then, one would think that he went into business, but obviously, this is the business that he went into. Now, he uses some other name, a business name, as a front for what he does, which is kidnap people. There's a video of him. I'm sure that we will get to post that video on our social media handle so people can watch. Of him at first denying, begging, crying profusely. To the ordinary eye, you would easily say, oh, it can't be him. Maybe it's a mistake. And then finally, he says, well, I've kidnapped only two people so far.
I was part of it only two times. And that, please have mercy on me. My wife just put to bed. That's the part I would have just slapped him.
No, but did you have mercy
on people?
On the people who kept begging you? People who were going about their businesses.
60 million.
Innocent
million.
People. And he would be, here he was, flaunting dollars on social media, putting pressure on a lot of young people who are taken by stuff like that to want to also make money, not knowing where these monies were coming from. Now, we're having this conversation not to necessarily just analyze the gentleman, but we want to analyze ourselves as human beings.
The man, please don't call him gentleman.
Well, the man.
Yes, thank you.
The kidnapper.
Thank you.
This man used to be a banker. There's also been a story of a foiled attempt, robbery attempt. I think it was in Ekiti State or one of those states.
Yeah.
And guess what? One of the robbers was a chief CSO in that same company. The chief security officer. So it makes me really wonder, how much vetting do we do before we employ people? How much background information do we do to get before we get people into jobs? Because, you know, you just say, he's very intelligent. He says the right things. He knows how he smiles right. Or she does, you know, she's very temperate. She's not angry. She's not this and that. But do you have background information? Do you know where these people came from? Do you know what life that these people lived before? Do you know what life they even live right now? I'm not trying to put anybody on the chopping board. Some of us may have had some terrible pasts that we probably have moved on from. But how much of that information do companies take into consideration before employing people? This is where I'm going to. Because when we talk about, we want to be safe, we want to be security conscious, all of these things have to be taken into consideration. Now, of course, for the kidnapper, really, what can one do? For the guys that were on the train, the Kaduna train, they were just going about their business. It was bombed and then people were taken. Same thing for the guys on that, what's that road called? Is it Moha Road from Port Harcourt, where kidnappings happen often? Those people are going about their business. I remember a doctor that used to be a very good friend of ours on Nigeria Info, and we didn't see him for months and months, and we thought he was sick or he had moved out of the country. And then one day he shows up looking like a pencil, and then he tells us a story that he went to play golf. And from his golfing, he wanted to go see his building, inspect his building. He was taken. Guess who was in on it? His driver. He was held for 6 months, taken from one part of the bush to another. How do we even know where to start when it comes to staying safe from these kidnappers, Stretch?
You really can't tell. You really can't know. You really, but really speaking, everybody. So what we see, is it actually what is? Where do we look? How do we stay safe? What do we do? Who are the people we're to look out for? This same guy, somebody corrected, says he's not a banker. He's a cleaner in the bank. Thank you so much, because he was just a almost nobody in the structure of that.
Yeah, but you see, you can't say that you're just a nobody. The guy who cleans, the cleaning guy can be a threat to the company.
Yes.
That's why I started by saying background search. Vetting. Mm-hmm. You can't say, oh, because he's a security man, we won't vet him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because he's insignificant in the company, because he's not running our books, so we shouldn't be. But that man might have the keys to the door.
Yeah. And you out there looking at someone flaunting money, trying to kill yourself over that, you need to know that not all that glitters is gold. Why do you need to justify wealth? Why do you need to go on social media to show you're spending dollars? Who is this person? What is the background story? I saw pictures of this same guy with the Nigeria police.
I saw pictures.
So is it that
he wore the emblem of a particular political party?
He was asked, he says not part of any, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
60,000 naira, 50,000 naira gets you police escort. Is this the country we want to? Is this what we want?
That's another problem.
Yeah. If you just get, no matter who you are, and there was a picture of him also in his house of worship, in deep prayers.
Crying.
Weeping to the Lord.
Under the anointing.
That those that I kidnapped, may they pay. And those are, I mean, like, what else will you be praying for?
Church, come on.
So I'm just saying this. So in this case, what are the things you feel we should put into these things, into our society to make it a better place? What are the things that, do we just see wealth and just assume this person is wealthy in a legitimate form?
Well, we need to talk to ourselves, okay? Lagos, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Again, why has this kidnapping of a thing become so lucrative, such a lucrative business? That, you know, people of all forms and, you know, all parts of walks of life have hopped on it. It's no longer a thing that, you know, terrorists do. Everybody's now doing it. Why is it so comely for us not to query or ask the source of people's income? We're very happy to take money.
Mm.
You're not worried about where this money is coming from. I mean, especially, and this finger I'm pointing is mostly to our friends and family.
Mm.
We want to know, and what lessons do we take away from this? Plus, what do we need to be on the lookout for? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Hello?
Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's
good morning.
Up? Good
What's
morning.
Up? What's your name,
yeah,
sir?
I'm Fidel.
All right, Fidel. Cereal. Go ahead.
Yeah, if, from your question, sir, let me start this way. In those days when we were reading Hadley Chase, you see, don't turn your back at a cleaner. In any organization, from my experience, your cleaner can wreck your company. Because they go into the complex first, do the cleaning. An educated cleaner could have access to your classified documents. Even if it is coded. Let me tell you something. Most people they send to all these rebels in the foreign countries or even in Nigeria here, as cleaners or as servers to serve them, like when the government brought the Liberian rebel to the country. Most people they sent to them as cleaners and so on are very intelligent people. So don't underrate a cleaner. Then when you talk of the issue of vetting, you see, our policies have a lot of problems. Let me tell you the present, the most recent one, there is an arm of the armed forces that wants there are people to be identified and assented by the police in their region that, yes, they are recognized, they are of good behavior. You know what happens? What most of the police officers does now is collect money, whether they know the person or not, they recommend the person, and that person is coming to the arms of the armed forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. This thing is presently going on. Rather than identify, let this person be identified by a person who has a reputation that's retired for that arm, that they know. He knows the implication. Whereas this person, somebody who is retired and well known, not necessarily in general, they had a reputation in the arms of, you understand what I mean
so,
now?
So verification is very important.
Very, very, madam. Don't underrate anybody,
okay.
Please.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Fidel, I don't know if you said Cyril or Fidel, but thank you very much for calling. So we're talking about this kidnapper story. So everybody's just talking about it, but then we're looking at some of those things that people don't look at, especially when it comes to vetting and background, you know, search and, you know, information. What do we need to be on the lookout for? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it, please.
Morning. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Morning,
what's your name?
Yeah, this is Mr. King from Papa Lagos.
All right, go ahead, Mr. King.
Okay, yes. The issue, the situation, court issues, and the situation of Fana herself is the major problem. The things, the system is not working. Okay, now, you put a security, just as you talk of the CSU there, you put somebody, a CSU of the company. If you recount how much this person is paid, you pity for this person. Okay, this is the person that have family. This is the person you put it on your bill, on your billions of money, on your capitals. You close from work, you go, this person stay on your money. Currently, as we speak, I work as a security, counter security.
Okay.
I'm telling you from the experience. And I work in an oil company. Security is the least person that pay there. Cleaner collect money more than security. Hello?
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Finally.
Cleaner collect money. Cleaner collect,
You
can
say cleaner collect more money than security.
Yes, yes.
Yes, cleaner collect money more than security.
Okay.
Collect security collect 32. Cleaner collect above 35 up to 40 upward.
Wow.
And this is an oil company where everybody could remain security on that ground. Sometimes security can come from home, trek for the plane that's supposed to take like 200-300 transport.
All right, we need to go for a quick break. That's why I say, you know what, you need to tailor your topic, your responses to, you know, make it short, straight to the point and simple. Yes, you know, I think you're now beginning to talk about the fact that people need to be remunerated better. But we have to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're still talking about the kidnapper, John Lyon.
All right, check your time is 11:32 and gradually coasting to the end of the show today. But we've got a lot to talk about, lots of messages. And remember, we are live.
Yes, we're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. Yes, just look for 99.3 on Facebook. And we're also live on YouTube. You can join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. There's a post up there. So we're asking, how much vetting do we do before we employ people? Okay, and on this matter, why are we no longer asking questions about the source of wealth from people? We're more interested in how much money he flaunts, how much his car costs, you know, how much he can spend when he's out on a date or when he shows up with his friend. Exactly, what we call drip. Why are we so fixated on money as opposed to where the money comes from? And again, what should we be on the lookout for?
All right, message here. Yes. What's up, Lagos? Stretch and Mimi, the thing with Nigerians, we should stop doing is celebrating people because of their financial capabilities or wealth rather than celebrate people for their service and value worth. Then people will be comfortable in working to better themselves rather than getting money from all means, any means whatsoever. And pastors should also need to be arrested for accepting money from people who are later convicted of any money laundering crime. Francis from Ojo, it's good to blame someone. What's up, Lagos? Thanks for the topic. A friend of mine's car was stolen by the driver since last year. He's been traced to Delta, but they can't arrest him because heads will roll if that is done. And it's so and it is so that regulatory bodies aren't active in Nigeria. So bad. Gloria from Ikoro. What do you mean heads will roll? Hi, Marianne Estres Sumaga here. Just an observation that the political party Marianne alluded to is notorious for having such people in their ranks. Notorious kidnapper, Wadume says the same party. All right, I think you're taking this. That's not actually the... She just mentioned that he had a T-shirt on and we've found out that he actually is not a part of any political party. Actually.
Absolutely not. Well, let's go to Facebook. We have some messages on Facebook. This one says, vetting background check goes a long way to ascertain the authenticity of prospect employees. And this must be done between their probationary period of 6 months before evaluation of confirmation of appointment. Most companies pay little or no attention to this okay. Insecurity is becoming extremely extreme in areas where many people venture into to perpetrate social vices and criminalities. Good morning, hosts, he says. Samuel Chukwu says, for some people you might end up not getting anything from them over ever again. So far the tap keeps rushing. You have to keep calm and enjoy the money till the expiry date. Samuel, I'm not understanding. Lamidi Mutiu here says, there is a Yoruba adage that says,
Tiku ile oba pani, tode ole pani. Meaning that if the death in the house does not kiss you, the one outside will kiss you.
Okay, so the death indoors, if it doesn't kill you, then the one outside will kill you. Okay. David Olusegun Robert says, this news is...
very sad.
This is exciting, but very sad that most criminals from both length and breadth of this nation are still waiting to be caught and well paraded. So the efforts of our security forces can be well praised. God save Nigeria and God continue to uphold the security forces nationwide. Okay. This one's from Jimmy Lomak. He says, I think the best way to vet people that work for us is by recommendation from our friends and family, and the big companies should employ private investigators to run a background check on their intended employers. He says the street is wild now.
True that.
Okay, I think we read this one.
Yes, and also to add some to this, if you have a situation where someone is fraudulent, like this guy is being caught now, is it just him being caught? There's a web. He knows people that do what he does. Are we going to use him and just parade him and put him on social media? We've caught one person. He definitely is not the head of the... He learned this. He picked it up from some group.
Absolutely.
Can we arrest people? I mean, like we have the Scotland Yard and all that. When the FBI can be on your case for 6 years, a hush puppy was rounded up, but they were on him for years.
Absolutely.
They had to get everybody involved with him. Mm-hmm. Who has this guy been calling? Who are the people around him? Who is the?
It's time to make him sing like a canary. That's what he's saying.
Get a web, get the people, and get people. This is a menace in this country. People take kidnapping as a business.
Mm-hmm.
A business. That's trouble. You're not agitating for anything. Mm. You take away someone's freedom, and you ask the person to pay for their freedom, which is free.
Sometimes monies that they've never seen in their whole
life.
Yes.
And you kill people. It's big. So when this guy is caught, let it not just stop at you parading him, bringing him out, the kingpin. What have you made of the arrest? Because now somebody somewhere is driving a posh car in a mosque, in a church, he's celebrated somewhere, he's on social media right
now. Absolutely.
We don't know. So do something about it. Let it get deeper than that.
Yes. Well, we want to take more of your thoughts and your comments, Lagos. Join the conversation. We're talking about the kidnapper, John Lyon, a.k.a. Well, Lyon is like a guy name.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is John Ewa, and he's from Central Cross River, unfortunately.
Where Marianne is from, just to say.
Wow.
I'm just saying, let's bring it home.
Do you have to do that?
Sorry, okay, from the state.
Apologies to all Cross Riverians. You guys are amazing people.
Wonderful.
But we want to hear your thoughts on this issue of vetting. How much background check should we be putting in place before we employ a person? Don't forget, a recent robbery attempt was foiled, and one of the spearheaders of this robbery was the chief CSO of that same company that was about to be robbed. So again, how much information are we getting from these people? Do we just take people at face value? And what do we need to be on the lookout for? Why are we so excited about this people's money, spending money, living large, as opposed to getting to find out the source of these monies? Join the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. That's the number to call. I'm so sorry. Please call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp, on with live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoFM, and on Twitter, use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Robert is my name.
Robert, go ahead, please.
This NIN that the federal government was troubling us and they bar some line. What did they use? What is the purpose of that NIN? I don't even know the purpose, honestly. The person that originated that issue explained to Nigeria the meaning of that. Because to me, if you have NIN, your information can be traced. So kidnapping will be a small case. Again, do we even have database? Just like some years ago when my friend won America visa lottery, and he was looking for somebody that will accompany him to America, and a woman that committed crime over there ran to Nigeria, and unknowingly to him, he now put the woman's name into the lottery and he submitted it. And in the embassy, they told him that this woman has committed a crime in America that cannot enter America again.
Wow.
Do we have such in Nigeria here? We have a long way to go. Criminality will continue. You see, government, not just this government, too. All these people that you see, they are not ready to work. They are not ready to fight crime. That is the truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Interesting point, but really, if this is killing us on a daily basis, is it fair to say that we're not ready to fight crime?
No.
Is it fair on the security officials that are actually out there trying to keep us safe? Is it safe? Or is it fair?
I think he's talking about the sincerity of you trying to do something. You can't be trying to do something and it's not happening. If you say you are fighting crime, he's mentioned the NIN. People still make phone calls. You can track where a phone is. They're still making phone calls from where they are. They're calling you and saying, we will call you back tomorrow. They're not using satellite phones.
I totally get it. I'm not knocking him, but I'm saying, can we blanketly make a statement like that and say that we're all not serious to fight?
Well, at least we are not the ones fighting the crime. The governments are the ones to fight it. So if they have been saying they want to do this and they are not doing it, it looks like they're not serious about it. Maybe they are complicit in it. That's what he's saying. Maybe.
Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good afternoon.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Cheers to life.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Obunna.
All right, Obunna. All right, go ahead, Obunna.
Okay. About this kidnapper, when I watched that guy's video, I saw him saying they should have mercy on him.
Yeah.
Do you know, about 2 months ago, my very close friend brother was kidnapped, and to bring 10 million naira, and after all the bleeding and everything, they come down to 5 million naira. And when they took the money to them, do you know what the guy said?
No.
He said that they need to go and count the money if it's complete.
Wow.
So I was mad. I was like, they will buy something from you that you need to go count the money.
Wow.
People don't deserve mercy. And to tell you the truth, I don't think Nigeria is ready to combat this war, because literally, these people, they are everywhere now. They are everywhere. So if guy who's on social media planting his money, people were saying, sometimes people saying he's their mentor and all that.
Yeah.
Imagine he's a kidnapper. So what now will happen? The normal layman on the street.
I can imagine.
God help us all.
God help us all, because I think that's the help that we need right now. You know, somebody was talking about, you know, our security and our health, and the person said, we're all just covered with the blood of Jesus now. That's the only insurance that we have right now in this country.
Blood of Jesus, inshallah.
As funny as it sounds, it's sad.
It is very sad.
It is really sad can't say that we're protected, that we have, that if something were to happen to us, somebody would come to our aid. It's really sad.
When you talk about people, you're in government and you're telling me that I shouldn't negotiate with terrorists, but you are negotiating with them. You have NIN, you have all the apparatus, all these technology. You still can't go to where these people are. They keep people, even a national disgrace like you kidnapping people from a train, and the ones that have come out all have paid ransom. They paid ransom. And we're saying we're fighting this?
Just sad. Back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's your name, sir?
I'm calling from Ota.
All right. What's your name again?
Pra.
Okay.
What?
Pra.
Can you hear me?
What did you say your name was? Pra.
Joshua, Joshua, Joshua.
Okay, Joshua. Go ahead then.
See, this security in this country is, let me say, zero. Like, yeah. Zero. People, okay, just imagine. If someone got hit by a car, just right now, okay, before the police will come or any person will come, it will be up to maybe probably 4 hours.
Okay.
Like, so what is there? They call them or they come. Before they will come, it will be almost 4 hours, 5 hours. It's not making sense. All I'm just saying is, God help Nigeria. God bless Nigeria.
All right. You're saying right. Amen to that. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back. We got messages on WhatsApp.
It says, aloha. All right, you're from Hawaii, aren't you? Strange things are happening. Oh. I personally know of a case where a driver dropped his madam on 3rd Mainland Bridge, got down, gave her the car keys, and told her that he was resigning. Our guys should treat their staff, especially the drivers, cooks, chefs, very well, or else food for thought. Joe, all right, I like that angle. You're taking that too. What's up, Lagos? The translation of the proverb is, now, if the death of home did not kill you, the death outside cannot kill you. Okay. The meaning of the proverb is that there's always internal informant for every crime. My name is Adeoye Shijuade Henry.
You know they say in my place, the rat inside is the one that goes to call the rat outside that food deal. So it's the same thing. Again, for those of us who own businesses, for those of us who are employers of labor, what should we be on the lookout for? Because you see, one way or the other, these people have people inside. They always have people who aid and abate them. And just as you said, you cannot also tell us that you have paraded this guy, but I've caught him. We need more out of this one guy.
Get something out of this.
He does not work alone. And he did say that he only went twice. He followed them. Who's them?
Who's them?
Produce them.
You know? So whatever job you do, for instance, we're broadcasters, we have a network of people who do the job we do.
Yeah.
If you're a Bolt driver, you know there are people who do Bolt that you know.
Yes.
If you're a cook, same. So if this guy has been caught, I think if you are trying to fight this, and not only him, try to find out who he knows, who has he called, check his phone record. Anybody he has called and discussed business with, let's follow
I think
up.
This is where we need to put the NCC on the chopping board, because you made us go through hell and high waters to get registered for NIN. For some of us, we came back into the country, we couldn't use our lines for a long time. And that's because you said we didn't do our NIN. For me, I did it years before you even made a case out of it. But what is the now that we need the NIN? What are you doing with it? We have a pool of database. We go to start a bank account. We still do buy. They take our whatever. You go to this place. They take data. Where is all that data? Why can't we use it
to do
for Intel?
Yeah, I also remember when there was this when the looting of the shops happened during NSAS. Yeah. There was one that happened, and what happened? I was so proud of the security apparatus in Nigeria. Everybody got, they rounded off about 700 people. What happened? They checked cell sites. Every phone that was using the cell sites of that area was, they called them, they went to them, they picked them up, 700 people. And of the 700, nearly 90% were actually guilty just because their phones were on.
Yeah.
And they were using a certain cell site. So
This
is basic. You could find out, and they have the guts to call. Some of them ask you to put money in banks. Kidnappers.
Yes.
That is how bad it has been. So who is fooling who?
Exactly. So if I sent money to a bank account, whether it belongs to whoever randomly,
whoever,
you also are a culprit.
Yes. So find out how I know that person. Who is the person?
It's befuddling that we're having this conversation and trying to tell the security. Agents or agencies how to do their job. Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry, we lost that call. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up?
Lagos? What's your name, sir?
My name is Sunday, calling from Ogun State.
All right, Hi, Sunday.
Go ahead.
The issue of this Yao Yao boys, kidnappers, and all sort of rubbish that we have in this country is as a result of this thing, you know, the government that is not serious. Because if these people should kidnap people and take them to the forest and demanded some amount, certain amount, for them to come and pay, and the government cannot get to these people through that their phone calls from the relations and then get them arrested. So what else?
Mm.
Others that did not even want to join the group will now say, okay, if the government is not serious, they don't want to do anything.
Mm.
They will continue to join them.
True that.
That's why they did the NIN. And in as much as they cannot use this to detect where these useless people are, I mean, what do you think? Yes. They will still continue.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Until the government sits back and then do the needful. That's all. That's
Thank true. You very Thank much, you. Sunday. Well Thank said. You, Sunday. Well said. I'll take one last call and then we'll wrap things up on this side. But I don't also want us to, you know, view this as just one of those conversations that we have on the radio.
Yeah.
I want you to, while you're driving, while you're at your business place, wherever you are, think deeply about this and begin to see what changes that we can make in our little way, especially the vetting and the background checks. Don't ever leave any stone unturned. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Morning.
What's up, give Lagos? Us what's up, Lagos. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Hello? Lagos?
Yeah, sorry. I'm Robert again. I want to ask you something before you close the show.
Robert, send us a message. We need to take another person's call quickly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
We lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stretch to life.
Yes, even though I had a serious issue with last night today.
Sorry, don't mind them.
That word on the radio.
Mm.
See, is it your name is Stretch? I've been Stretch.
Stretch is my name. Watch it.
Stop it.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They kidnapped my uncle some months back. We paid $5 million.
Wow.
See, it's like we start kidnapping each other now because
God forbid.
Now it's like a normal business.
God forbid.
No, we're not encouraging that here.
I'm very angry. I'm very enraged. It's so annoying. And also, before we took that money to them, this is what
we have to go. We have to go. Unfortunately, our time is up.
I wanted to give you
thank you so much. We have to go quickly. We have to go. But we want to thank you all for being part of the conversation. I'm Mary Anacombe. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO, Stretch.
My name is Stretch, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. I will be back tomorrow, grace of God. Enjoy yourself and keep it locked right here, 99.3.
Nigeria Info.